February 24, 1902. The Queen Mother, star of the sea on earth, star of light in heaven. More about the law of divorce. As I was in my usual state, the Queen Mother came and told me, "My daughter, my sorrows, as the prophets say, were a sea of sorrows, and in heaven they have turned into a sea of glory. And each of my sorrows has borne the fruit of as many treasures of grace. And just as on earth they call me Star of the Sea, because I guide them to the harbor with certainty, so in heaven they call me Star of Light for all the blessed, because they are delighted by this light that my sorrows produced for me." At that moment, my adorable Jesus came, saying to me, "My beloved, there is nothing more dear and pleasing to me than an upright heart that loves me and, in seeing me suffer, prays me to let her suffer what I suffer. This binds me so much and has so much power over my heart that, as recompense, I give her all of myself, and I concede to her the greatest graces and anything she wants. And if I did not do so, having made the donation of myself, I feel that, for as many things as I do not give to her, so many thefts do I make from her. That is, so many debts do I contract with her." Afterwards, he transported me outside of myself, and Jesus added, "My daughter, there are certain offenses which surpass by far the very offenses I suffered in my passion. Today, in fact, I have received several of these, such that if I did not pour part of them out, my justice would force me to send fierce scourges over the earth. Therefore, let me pour into you." After he poured them, I don't know how, hearing him speak about offenses, I said to him, "Lord, what about this law of divorce that they talk about? Is it certain that they will not confirm it?" And he, "For now it is certain. As for 5, 10, or 20 years from now, if I suspend your state of victim, or I call you to heaven, they may be able to do it. But the prodigy of chaining their will and of confounding them, I have done for now. If you knew the rage of the demons and of those who wanted this law, who were certain to obtain it, it is so great that if they could, they would destroy any authority and would make a slaughter everywhere. So, in order to mitigate this rage and to prevent these slaughters in part, do you want to expose yourself to their fury a little bit?" And I, "Yes, as long as you come with me." So we went to a place in which there were demons and people who seemed to be furious, enraged, mad. As soon as they saw me, they ran over me like many wolves, and some would beat me, some would tear my flesh. They would have wanted to destroy me, but did not have the power to do it. As for me, however, though I suffered very much, I did not fear them, because I had Jesus with me. After this, I found myself inside myself, as though filled with various pains. May the Lord be always blessed.